say it was a comprehensive victory, but there was times, you know, that possibly, of course, you had a young 15 playing, and then you had, six or seven replacements coming on, quite a few of them who had never sort of played at that sort of standard before. Joe Smith will probably be very happy about it in certain positions, because obviously there were people who played last night who he would have been considering maybe for the starting team, but certainly for the bench. And that was the thing. They scored a lot of tries. Canada, I think, exposed a few things as well. But, I mean, that's not something to go for. If you want to look at the positive side of it, I'm not saying this, but I thought Paddy Jackson had a very good game. He started very strongly. His passing was good. Gary Ringrose in the centre again held his hands up in the backs. And also Tiernan O'Halloran, the fullback, showed what potential skills he has as an attacking fullback. In the pack, I was very impressed with the big second row, Alder de Lamb. Now, this guy, apparently, he's from French history. His mum, but he looks the part. You know, he's a big athletic guy, very sort of South African looking. He certainly held his hands up. In the front row, I think at the Cian Healy, while the commentary I was watching on Sky, Mark Rosser or Robson was talking about him virtually the whole game, about his 16 carries. But, you know, you have 16 carries, that's all very well against Canada, but when you come up against the All Blacks, it's different. I don't think that any of the front row would have challenged the front row that started against New Zealand out in Chicago. In the back row, I watched Sean O'Brien had a couple of good carries, as did Peter O'Mahony, but I don't think they're really all that fit. Peter O'Mahony was limping a few times. Sean O'Brien lost possession. And it's difficult to see, will Joe Smith change a winning formula? Now, whichever one of those guys could come into the back row, or even both of them come into the back row on the replacements bench. But really, when I looked at the team last night, I think Paddy Jackson will probably be on the replacements bench. But I don't see too many changes from that team in Chicago. Gary Ringrose has held his hand up as well. Possibly Keith Earls, but you know, there's only so many people you can put on the bench. I do think Delane will certainly be on the bench, and he will be challenging Donoghue Ryan.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. He was man of the match, clearly man of the match. Overall, yeah, good performances by Ireland. There's no doubt about that. You're talking about the back row. Maybe that's more the more competitive area. Jordy Murphy off, so they do need a back row. But will it be Van der Flyer that'll be the man that'll be picked that came on when he went off?
Well, I think, Miles, we know against the New Zealanders, you've got to have a man with pace, and you've got to get a man who gets over the ball. Now, you have to say, and now do you say that, the young guy who's impressed me, and it's a bit like me and you talking about 7 or 8 years ago when I saw Sean O'Brien as a young player. This guy that I watched him playing for Leinster on two occasions, and he played last night. This boy, Dan Levy, to me, seems to have something special. I mean, I watched him when he came on. I watched him in that Leinster game against Connacht. And as a number 7, this boy's a real dog. And you know, he'll be worth watching.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's great choice. There's no doubt about that at this stage. But they're going to have to get the, you know, work as a team. They have done that, I suppose, the first time. But there's going to be a big backlash. Can they withstand that backlash?
Well, I mean, I suppose if they talk to Conor O'Shea, he would say, well, it depends. I mean, poor Conor, in the sense that it wasn't the best baptism for his first home international. But, I mean, I wouldn't worry about Conor O'Shea. He'll have a side that's very competitive with the Six Nations. We expected that. I noticed Vitalik was back. I'm not sure whether Whitelock's going to be back for this particular game, Miles. But, no, you can be sure that the New Zealanders next week at 5:30, and I'm going down to that game, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens. You can be sure that the first 10, 15 minutes could well decide the game. They will be smarting. They will be annoyed. And certainly, you know, maybe the fact that they're smarting and annoyed, if Ireland just can keep their composure, keep them quiet for 15, 20 minutes, then the frustration again might start, and then that's it. But you would have to say, as a realist, that it's going to be a game of Ireland. If Ireland are going to win, it's going to be a magnificent performance. But again, as I say, who knows? Lightning can strike twice. But one would have to say, if you looked at the whole thing, that they that Ireland's performance next week in the first 20 minutes will dictate what happens in the final scoreline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's turn our attention to, domestic affairs, the All-Ireland League, Division 2B. Old Crescent put in 59 points past City of Derry without reply. That's a serious score.
Oh, mate, that's a serious score from a team lying third bottom. You know, I mean, obviously Derry knew it was going to be a hard game, but 9 tries and 7 conversions. It really is basement stuff at the moment from Derry, and, I don't really know. We've gone through it week after week as what's going to happen, and I don't really want to sort of go over the whole thing, but morale must be at a very, very low ebb. They've got 2 weeks now to sort of get the team together, do a bit of training, but they've Dungannon coming up, and then they're away to Barnhall. And those two games, as I keep saying before Christmas, that you could find at Christmas time that you're almost in a situation where you're in a relegation battle. Skerry's been beaten yesterday probably helps a bit in the fact that there's only 7 points between themselves and a third from bottom. But, you know, there's a lot of games to be played. And sadly, from my point of view, it's very disappointing. And, you know, as I say, we've gone over what I feel is wrong, and I don't want to really reiterate too much about that one, because when a team's down, the last thing they want is criticism.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on. Other results, Letterkenny proving too strong for Virginia. 14 points to 5 at home. Good result, the game you attended.
Yeah, it was a very good result, and as I say, conditions weren't the best. Miles, a lot of rain and a bit of wind, but this Letterkenny team are certainly fronting up, and I was talking to the Virginia coach, Shea Devaney, and a big man who, I can't remember, he told me who he played for, but I mean, when you saw the stature of the man, you knew he played at a great level. But I mean, the enthusiasm from the Virginia guys, it wasn't that they were just there for the game, and really it was Letterkenny had to fight very, very hard, and it was the try in the second half, it took them 14-5 ahead and won the game. But a very competitive game, and it was good to see. And Letterkenny at the moment, you know, that's, they're doing well, they're mid-table at the moment, and that'll do them a lot of confidence. And as I say, I can see a progression. I mentioned a few players yesterday when I was talking about it, you know, and certainly that they did very well. Young side, and if they can keep that together, it's going to be a reasonably good season. Also in that particular one, can't believe it, Newry beat Strabane 13-5. I don't know what sort of team Strabane had, but with the pack that they can put out to scrummage, Newry must have improved dramatically for that one. But that's one of the games that always happens. The other one too, Miles, was that really in Division 2C are sailing very happily. I think they're the only side at the moment, firstly, with maximum points. Well, not maximum points, but they're going very well. They went down to Tullamore and won 25-21. But the performance of yesterday, as far as North West teams were concerned, was Limavady. Limavady went up to CIYMS, who were then second in that Rugby Championship 2, and they came away with a 17-16 victory. And that is a superb result for them. And I'm sure the former City of Derry coach, Mark Nicol, will be very happy with that result. But, you know, it's great that Limavady could go up there, won 17-16 against a team who have hopes of getting into the Rugby Championship 1 and that one. The other one, Rugby Championship 3, was I couldn't see any other results, Miles, that came up as regards the other, which was the old minor league, Northwest. But as I say, we talked about the Derry match. Derry 3, Thomond 7, Skerry's 10, Old Crescent 15. Doesn't make very good reading for the Judges Road team.
It sure does not. There's no doubt about that. And maybe just internationally again, overall, New Zealand beating Italy, as you said, comprehensively 68-10. England just too strong for South Africa, and Australia pipping Scotland. New Zealand, well, they were always going to beat Italy, but England beating South Africa?
That was a big result, and I watched Eddie Jones this morning. I don't know whether you've seen this guy. I'm sure you have, mate. I've seen him quite a bit. I mean, he's one of these guys, you have to say, tongue-in-cheek, but you have to see where he gets the motivation from, because, I mean, there's nothing ever pleases him. And I suppose as a player, I mean, he made 5 changes yesterday for that particular game. The only thing annoyed him was that they gave away 7 points near the end. But 37-21 against South Africa at any time, one would be very, very happy. Scotland, again, with deja vu, you know, semi quarter final of the World Cup, and I mean that break under the post. And to be fair, John Lacy didn't even go upstairs, and I thought that was good because you could see it when you saw the second time round that it was a try. But I mean, Scotland must be really smarting because they, you know, but they are a good side. Cotter has certainly put a lot of things and planned for them, and I tell you, Miles, whenever Gregor Townsend gets that young Scottish side, if he can do anything near what he did with Glasgow, you know, we're going to see a very, very good Scottish side leading up to the World Cup. Wales, lucky, I thought, to beat Argentina 24-20. They really were just... I don't know what's wrong at the moment with Wales, and certainly, but Argentina again, you know, they are a common force, and you know, anybody they play in the next 3 or 4 weeks will know all about them. But you know, overall, it's interesting. But I suppose at the end of the day, Miles, my focus certainly, and the focus of most people, will be to the Viva next week at 5:30. I say thoroughly looking forward to going down and doing a bit of reporting for Highland on that one, and. As I say, if Joe Smith makes any changes, whoever he brings in has got to get up to the mark. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. This time next week, you and I will then know what everything happens.